You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So I got a question for you, Amber. Are we friends?
We used to be friends.
Oh my God.
But like currently I'm having a person and so you're the godmom. So we made it past friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, she switched it up. I was nervous in the beginning. Like, hey, I invite you to my show to say that.
I mean, that's better. You better than my friend.
That's good. See, I was. You told me that. I'm sorry. You told me that we had a conversation a little while ago, and she was like, somebody asked me, is Dukes your friend? Is Dukes your friend? And I was like, no. Is Dukes your best friend? I'm like, no. And I was on the other line like, bitch. What? And then you explained it. Explain it for the people. Let them know how great I am, you know.
Okay. So I have certain levels of people in my life. There is people who I see and be like, hey, because I don't know your name.
It's not a friend at all.
Then there's like the associates like, hey, Stacey, it's been a minute. Then you got your best friends. And then you got the friends who used to be really, really, really good friends, but y'all hung out so much. You like past that. Like now you can be a god mom. You family. We ain't friends.
So I'm family now. So I'm, you know, that's beautiful. I have made it past friend. I'm not even best friend. I am family. So like this is my cousin or whatever. Our kids, my baby says that your son is his cousin. He, can we go? Is he my cousin? If my son asks if they cousins, that means they like you. If he don't ask if they cousins, that means he don't really care.
I'm flattered.
If he be like, is that my cousin? That means he want to keep playing, and that means he want to come back. Can we go see my cousin? Which one? Which cousin you want to see? Because I don't know who you're talking about. Somebody is a goddamn cousin. And that's what I'm trying to figure out today. Like, what is a friend? There's everybody has levels. You have your associates, you have work friends, you have
real friends,
best friend. What's the difference between a best friend and just a friend?
Okay. So a best friend is somebody you've known for a very, very, very long time. Somebody you trust.
You have to know them for a very long time.
I mean,
what if you move a lot?
You keep up with your best friends. Like one of my really, really good friends, my best friend, live in California. That's my best friend. Like I love her. I barely see her maybe once a year. We hardly talk because she fake as fuck. But I love her. Like, I love her. I'll do anything for her.
So you got to be a real friend to say that someone's fake as fuck.
Well, because she don't answer my phone calls. Like, she's a fake little bitch. But it's okay. I love her.
Yeah, you got to be. That's like the level. That's when you know someone's your friend. Like, when you can be honest and be like, she fake as fuck. But I love her. Like, y'all love who they are. That's what a friend.
Some bullshit.
That's what. That's the difference. That's. And so a regular friend is just.
Somebody you don't give a fuck. Like,
that even a friend then?
Like, I mean, yeah. Like, I got friends who will call and I'll be like, I don't feel like talking. I'm not answering that today. But then your best friend calling, it's like, damn, I was on my way to sleep. Let me answer it.
Yeah. If I see certain people name, then I'm like, okay. With certain people, Amber, know that I'm taking a nap, but they still love to call. You know, then I'm gonna answer because it better be a damn emergency. Then I'm gonna answer and say, why are you calling me?
I'm usually just hungry.
Yeah, like, why are you calling me? Like, you know, I'm taking a nap. I have to have my daily nap before work or at work, whatever. You never know. Like,
Scheduled your nap with my nap, then we will be like on the same schedule.
No, everybody, the world knows Dukes is taking a nap, but Miss Amber here still likes to call my phone, and you know, but you. You, I guess we cousins now, you know, we're family.
I can do
so
that.
But I'm going to answer and say, why are you calling me? Don't call me.
And I'm
going to
be like,
I know you're sleeping, but.
But I just wondered if you want to go to lunch tomorrow.
Except that time when you woke me up when I was 4 hours late for work.
You're like, oh my God, why you ain't called sooner? I'm like, you told me not to call you until after.
I know I said don't call me, but damn, why you ain't call me? I was knocked out. I was 4 hours late for work, like sleeping good as hell. That's how you know when you late for work, because you having a good sleep. When you feel good, that means it's bad.
You should appreciate me calling and waking you up.
When you feel good, that means you overslept. Like, you stretching and yawning and smiling, that's not a good thing. You're supposed to wake up angry. That's how you know you're on time for work. Yeah. I learned my lesson.
I wake up pissed off every day. I'm like, God damn it.
Do I need this job? Like, I don't need. Like, I can find another job. That's easy.
I contemplate quitting every day.
Yeah, so just because I need another, like, 5 more minutes. Like,
I'd be like, do I really care? Like, I ain't gonna be poor. I'm just gonna be a little poor if I quit.
Like, how many hours, like, how many more minutes can I sleep and still make it to work on time? What can I say to get out of going to work today? That's how you know when you overslept, because you feel good and you wake up like, ah, wonderful day. I'm in here drinking wine, y'all. That's why I'm trying to make her talk more so I can drink more wine. But
my bad. No,
so, a best friend versus a regular friend. But what even is a friend? Because I got Facebook friends.
A friend is somebody you tolerate and somebody you like.
I don't know about that. Because, like,
I don't tolerate people I don't like. So I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go.
So what do you call the people that are on your social media? Your Facebook friends, like, are they your friends, though?
They're my Facebook friends. Like, I see you on the internet. You cute. Like,
see that word right there? Like, friend. That's the word to be getting you tripped up.
They're my Facebook associates. I'm like, hey, Facebook. Y'all so cute. Like my picture, because I know my baby was cute today.
Yeah. Facebook, like, social media friends. You got, that's a whole nother level of friend. Social media friends. And then somebody will post, like, I'm having a party. Does that mean I'm invited? Because I'm not really your friend.
I'm so confused with that, too. Everybody welcome. Am I part of everybody? I mean, I read it.
Everybody.
Because I had everybody.
Like, or everybody who in your that name? I know. Like, that's like, but we friends, though.
Can I bring me and, you know, the gang?
But we friends, though. Kind we friends. Of. I see you every day. I check in on Facebook 3 times a day. That means I see you 3 times that I see my Facebook friends more than I see my family members. So are we friends?
No, because when you're in a grocery store and you see one of your Facebook friends, what do?
I turn around and hide. Like, oh, no.
Then that's not your friend.
No, not to all of them. Just the ones that I really don't know in real life.
Well, so those are real the ones life. That's not your friend.
What is real life? Like, see, I be seeing people in real life that I've seen all day on Facebook. They be like, hey, they be seeing my baby. Hey, little man, what's up? They be high-fiving him. He be like, who the fuck are you? He be like, Mom,
I've been watching you grow up on the internet.
They was with us through the pregnancy.
Like, that's kind of creepy.
All the birthday parties. And then you at Walmart like, hey. And I'm like, don't touch my baby, creep. Like, my son, like, I don't know him. Why is he saying hi to me? Like, yeah, but he know you, though. Like, I talk about you all day. He know. I ask questions to my Facebook friends. Like, what do I do about this? That's why I made a whole podcast, so I could ask the whole world, because I'm trying to figure it out. And I need more input, because these Facebook friends are, they're great. They're helpful, but I'm going to need more help. Like,
I wish I had more friends in real life, but it's so time consuming. Like, I would say I got 5 real friends and I ain't got time for them. Like, I'd be like, man, I just want to sit on the couch in my pajamas. Like, leave me alone.
That's what a real friend is, because I'll come over and go to sleep quick. I done been there. I've been asleep at your house plenty of time. Like, hey, so I got work. I'm really sleepy. I'm going to go to sleep. Then wake me up. Then we can go do fun stuff. Like,
and I'm cool with that. That sounds like
a dream. All right, go to the back and go to bed. Like, okay, great.
Like, I got an extra room. What do you need?
All right. Like, no, you're going to go to sleep. I'm down. I'm going to sleep. We'll sleep right here on the couch, in the back, like, whatever. That's a real friend. Like, if a Facebook friend, you saw a Facebook friend, they just got off work. Oh, my God, I'm so tired. I need a couch to crash on. Are you volunteering?
Hell no. You ain't coming in on my couch. I don't know if you got bugs.
But y'all friends.
Facebook. Not real life friends. That's kind of like somebody on Facebook posting, my battery died. Can anybody come give me a jump? And then you look at their location and they like 2 minutes away. And it's kind of like,
see, I'm going
to
go.
My heart makes me want to go. But the me in me is like, I'm going to get out there and it's cold. And what if my car don't start up and they're not even my real friend? And then what if I get kidnapped? No. A real friend you'll go get kidnapped for.
I would go, well, not for. I'm going to get kidnapped for you. Like, I just told you that coming across the street. Like, it's one of us, me or you.
And it's you because I run faster.
Like, we not going to get, I'm not getting kidnapped for you. I try to save you.
What
but.
I mean by that is I will risk me being kidnapped for you. Like, if you need a help, I will come help. I don't know. But no, I will hit the gas.
I've given some random Facebook friend a ride. Someone posted, like, you're I don't have no... He said he didn't have a ride home from work. It was a guy. He said, I don't have a ride home from work.
Was he cute?
No.
Oh, you shouldn't have did that.
His name was Tall Dude. That's not his name. That's what me and Yura call him. Tall Dude. He's really tall.
You should have left Tall Dude on the side of the road.
He needed a ride.
Everybody need rides.
I know. I've been needing a ride. Well, I haven't in a long time. But one, if I need a ride, I want someone to come get me.
I would give you a ride.
All right. But if you didn't, then I'm going to need someone else. I'm going to put on Facebook, oh my God, Facebook family. That's what they be putting. My Facebook fam. They be like, hey, Facebook fam, I need some help.
Well, don't ask me because I'm tired. Right. And then I got 3 car seats in the back seat.
That's what I'm like. I'll be seeing people on Facebook like.
Okay, this is how you know if they're a real friend. I was just thinking about it. Will you leave your kids with them?
Oh, no. See, no. I don't even leave my kids with whole family members. Like.
They ain't your real friend. Family don't necessarily mean they're your friend.
True. Because I'm not nothing. Friends with a lot of my family.
I don't like a lot of my family.
With some of my friends. So, you know.
I got circles. I like this family. I don't like this family. And this family is okay in family small is increments.
Episode. Yeah, you can't get into the family
well,
now.
I'm putting that's them in friendship categories.
Yeah. My friend, Yura is like my best friend. Like, we're friends. So, Yura is my cousin. She is... my best friend. Shout out to Yura. Hey, Yura.
Yura's really cool.
Yeah, we're friends. See, we're friends, though. And I have other cousins that we not friends. We just cousins. That's my cousin. They're like, yo, friend. I'm like, that's not my friend. That's my cousin.
It's a difference.
That's a difference.
I like my friends, okay?
You can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends and call them cousin. I get to pick my family in that aspect. Like, yeah. So I don't know. People be saying I mean, like, if somebody posts that on Facebook, like, I need help, that's a Facebook friend.
I don't think you're mean. I think that you are very straightforward and blunt.
So kind.
And no, you're not
kind. What the fuck? I just told you I gave a Facebook friend a ride home
you
from
had
work.
One day. You're very outspoken. We'll leave it at that.
Several examples of me being a very nice sweetheart. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Anywho, that's another day, another episode. I'll figure out attitudes on another episode. But so let me figure out friendship. And a best friend, I mean, we already, I'm past that, so who cares about that part? How many best friends you got? You got a lot of best friends.
I actually don't. And people are going to get in their feelings. But I have one best friend in California, and then I have a best friend who lives about 45 minutes from me, who get on my nerves. We agree to disagree often, like, we be bumping heads. I'm like, no, I'm right, and you're wrong. But she's a psychopath, so I'd be like, okay, do you. So those are, like, my main two best friends. I've known them since, like, diapers. Way too long. And then I have 3 more friends.
Awesome. I said best friends, although, so that's 2 best.
Well, because they're kind of best friends.
See, that's why I got to figure this out, because I don't understand.
That's why it's weird. Those two are definitely, like, I call them my best friends, even though I do feel like they're family, too, because I can't get rid of them, even if I wanted to. Like, I couldn't, because I've known them so long. And then it's you. I do consider you one of my best friends, kind of, because now you're family, so you're not really my best friend.
I got promoted.
And then I got this other friend who is married, and she get on my fucking nerves. Like, she crazy as hell. She disappears on you. She don't answer the phone. But I'm her kids as godmoms, and I love her kids, and I love her husband. Like, her husband has become really, really good friends with me and my husband, Steve.
Sorry.
Oh, God. So, like, they have passed the best friend, and they are family.
I want to have a couple friends.
Couple friends are great. They try to trick you, though. Let me tell you about the shit. This is how you know somebody... People get on my freaking nerves. he called me the other day and I'm at work. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I was thinking about having a, you know, a couple's night out. We can go to a comedy show, do this, 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 and this. I'm like, yeah, Steve loves comedy. I love comedy. Let's go to a comedy show. So as the conversation progressed, he goes from going to a comedy show to like, yeah, we can just come to the house and play some games and talk and we could eat. And no, don't fucking do that. Like, I love you, but we ain't, like, our friendship is not there right now. I don't want to sit in your house. It's not considered a night out if I got to sit in front of your kids. And I love your kids. They're my godkids. But if that's I'm leaving not, my fucking kids,
that's
I'm
like
not trying
family
to.
Family time.
I ain't trying to come see your kids.
It's
like,
no longer like a couple's date type. It's family time now.
I got TT. No, get out of my face. My kids ain't here.
Is Steve and him, are they friends?
They are friends. They talk.
They became friends because y'all are friends, so they had to become friends.
Yeah, they kind of were forced. But at the same time, there are some of my couple friends that Steve, but like, I'm just going to go over there.
I should have invited him because, like, what? I want to know his opinion on that. Like, I won't be his friend. just because you her friend, I mean, I want to be his friend.
He's very funny. I think you should have him one day. He
told me not to
comedian.
Mention his onesie, but he's I'll have to leave him home in his onesie until one day he can
this
come.
Is the problem with me and his friendship. Like, marriage is a friendship.
Oh, Lord, that's a whole nother episode, but yes, speak on it.
I'm like, okay, we wear onesies in our home. We're in our home. That's private time. You know, we turn the heat down, put on a onesie, save some money. When somebody is coming over, take your onesie off. Like, that is
that's
private.
That's his house. He paid the bills.
I don't give a fuck. You are my man. Be my man in public. Take the fucking onesie off.
But he's not in public. He's at home. He wears onesie.
If I could see a dick print, you shouldn't wear it in front of people.
True. Well, yeah. You can't.
I can see it.
That's okay. All right. I can see it. You got a point.
Just throw on some jeans.
Put your jeans over your onesie.
Anything. Like, anything.
Lord.
So sometimes he tests our friendship. I'll be like, look, get out.
Yeah, I don't want to have I got to be your friend before I can be anything else. Because if I can't roast you, we not friends. I could tell you look like a bum. And
girl,
then
all the time, I'm like, will you go change some fucking pants? Like, no. He won't get rid of shit. This man got clothes from when he was, like, in his teens. And I'm like, that is not. Like, you can wear that when you by yourself. Don't put that on to go nowhere with me.
Are you wearing matching outfits? I want to wear matching outfits with somebody.
We do sometimes when I pick out our clothes.
I'm about to say, you got to pick them out. You got to buy them, pick them out.
Literally, I have to go, know what I want, buy it, pick it out. Pick it out, lay it on the bed, and tell him that's what you're wearing.
You're like, okay, that's a friend.
Friends are hard.
I want to, yeah, friends to me mean I can tell you that you look like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look a mess, but I love you. And I think I would look better in that shirt. I can say, I pick my friends based on what size they are because I want to wear their stuff.
You know what? I do that to you. I'd be like, ooh, she got some cute boots. The issue is, I always forget to get the boots when I'm around you.
Remember when you tried to steal my baby fat boots?
Well, that was probably cute.
It was like, what was that? When did we get into that car accident? Like 2000?
When you tried to kill me? That's how you know that's your friend. You can still talk to somebody who tried to take you out. Like, you tried to kill me. My back still fucked up from that.
It's not my fault. You should have.
I got sciatica.
I don't think that you get that from car accidents.
Well, I got that from carrying children. My other friend did that. Steve did that.
But I had these baby fat boots I had got from Chic when Chic was in Eastland Mall, and it was like just start popping. It was across from Demo from all the Detroit people. So, and I had got these baby fat boots. My mama said I couldn't wear them. They was boots with the fur, you know, wearing my apple bottom jeans.
Well, if you can wear them,
and, yeah, but you tried to steal them, and
they was probably cute.
And my mom wouldn't let me wear them anyway because she said they were like hooker boots.
And it's not and stealing so if you knew I had them.
No, but I told you to give them back.
Well, no, you couldn't wear them.
And that's when
you just gonna look at them.
Yeah,
I'm a real friend.
I really wasn't wearing them because my mama said I couldn't wear them.
Yeah. And so, I was being a real friend.
And your mama would let you wear cute stuff. My mama told me I'm just fast. Like,
my mama
I
let
was
me
18,
wear
though. I was like 18. I could have worn them boots. And Amber tried to steal them, and I had to pull up on her, like, give me my fucking boots. Give me my shit. And the fuck. And that's when your other friend, when she had tried to change my voicemail, we were doing some ratchet stuff, y'all. We've been
trying to change our voicemail.
I think I had a Boost at that time. Boost Mobile. I'm gonna write her name down so you can give her an alias.
All right, let's see. Girl, California.
California. She tried to say my who's over her house doing her 21 piece. When she was looking like Mr. Burns, trying to do that red 21 piece for
her family reunion. Girl, we used to think we knew what we was doing. I used to fuck up people hair.
The glow up is real. We look way better now.
Not today. You just caught me out the pool.
Nobody can see us. That's why it's audio. Because nobody can see us. But yeah, we've been friends since we were like younger. How do we become friends? I know how we became friends. So let me see. Let's test our friendship.
Okay.
How do we become friends?
We was in math class.
Nope, you're lying.
See, I don't know then.
We were, that was when I was a senior. We were, first it was the bus, because I used to ride the Sugarbrook bus. Sugarbrook Liberty Square bus.
What is Sugarbrook?
Shut up. Anyway. And then, so we were like, rode the same bus, and you and California and 45 minutes away rode that bus too. And
I don't remember that.
That was the bus we rode, because it was the Square Liberty Square Sugarbrook bus. And we had gym class together.
And was then, it rhythmic exercise? Yeah. That's the only gym I took.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to do
that. We had to go swimming and stuff.
My excuse in gym was, I got asthma. I can't do that.
I always had a reason why not to do something. I probably was like the only person to fail gym.
I didn't fail because I had asthma. I would literally take my inhaler out. I'm like, I can't breathe. And then California, like, she got real bad asthma. It always worked.
It used to be. So, yeah, that's how we became cool. That was like my 11th grade year.
I don't remember that. I kind of do.
And then the next year, I was a senior. Me and
that's when
you,
I remember being close.
And California had the same math class.
Yeah.
And y'all was in there doing nothing. It's like we all was doing nothing.
I was about to say, don't try to play. Who did? Because we all copied off one person and it wasn't me.
I was in there. I was a senior. I was taking that class just for fun.
Did I copy off you?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
I had an A.
I just know I didn't do math.
And yeah, that's how we became cool. And then she wanted to like, we had humanities too with the tall bitch. Her name's Tall Bitch. I mean, I'm gonna stop that. No, because I want to have her on the show one day.
So give her a better name.
Nope.
Let's not name her one right now because people gonna know.
Her name still be Tall Bitch. I'm gonna tell her. She can tell her. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna send it to her.
What was
No, we can talk about that too on another episode. Oh my how God. We was cool and then she was
I
friends
don't
with the Tall
even
Bitch.
Know
and,
what
then,
happened
and that's why
with
we got
that.
A call. Then your job is to contact Tall Bitch in California and we can have an episode about it because
girl.
We was friends and she was friends with the Tall Bitch in California and then me and Tall Bitch fell out. I don't know why. Ask her.
I don't either.
And then we wasn't friends no more. But in between that, me and Amber got into a major car accident and almost died.
She tried to kill me.
Oh my God, it was not my fault. I was not at fault in this.
You were not at fault, but you were driving. And you still can't drive.
Oh my God.
She picked me up because, y'all, I'm so tired. And I'm like, oh my God, I should have drove.
No,
I ain't doing this ever again.
I did my best, okay? You know.
But see,
so.
I got in a car with you. That's how you know we have some level of friendship / family.
Yeah. Well, we were friends until she chose to be the friends with the Tall Bitch.
Why do I have to choose friends?
But
you decided to stop talking to me.
Because you were friends with the Tall Bitch.
So I got to pick sides.
Yes.
Well, it don't even matter because she stopped being my friend, too.
And that's how you know she was a horrible friend. But we have an episode on her in the time because
that
cares?
Was some crazy shit.
She was not a good friend. She wasn't a good friend.
I'm so glad I grew up. That right. was some crazy
but
shit.
But we rekindled our friendship through a television show.
That I was forced to go on. Because I am such a good friend.
Yeah, it was very super random.
Yeah. It was like, you have to go. You can't back out today. And I'm like,
it was super random. We went on a television show. If you follow me on social media at Ms. Pastry Dukes, MZPASTRY Dukes, then you can probably see a clip of that episode somewhere. But I'll try to put it out there. I can find it. You don't have that because of another friend. Is that our friend?
I don't know. I thought we
friend.
Were friends.
We can have him on. I'm going to have him on the show, too, because we could be
I just don't talk to nobody.
We could be friends.
I'd be blaming Steve. I'd be like, Steve said I can't have male friends.
Speaking of guy friends, what's the difference? I'm trying to figure that out, too.
I prefer male friends, actually. Like, they're better.
I'd be wanting opinions. Like,
I know. Gay friends are the best.
They don't. I don't know.
Hey, like, if you think your girlfriends tell you some shit, get you a gay friend, okay?
You have any gay guy friends? Well, there's gay guy friends and there's gay girlfriends. Because I have a gay girlfriend, and my baby daddy considers that. Might as well just be a guy, so you can't be her friend either.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, well, what's the difference between guy friends and girlfriends?
Guy friends want to fuck.
Well, are they your friends then?
I mean, if you can be friends with somebody and be sexually attracted to them.
But that's not the same as wanting to fuck. I can see somebody and be like, ooh, he can get it. That don't mean he gon' get it. Like,
and your friends the same way.
Nah, I have guy friends and I don't want to have sex with them. I'm like, you're cute, you're attractive, but you're fuckable. But I don't want to fuck you. And that's what I think means I'm not your friend.
I married my last guy friend.
See?
So I don't know.
That's why the guys don't want you. That's why you can't have guy friends.
He actually, so we just had this discussion the other day because in my class, there's this guy who is, different. And he verbalizes how he has no friends. And I am not in the space in my life right now where I'm willing to take on more friends. Like, I don't have time, energy. I don't like you. I really don't like you.
Start where I don't like you.
That's where I should have started. And I still don't have the time or the energy. Friends take too much fucking time and energy. So I go home and I'm talking to Steve about it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I had to tell him, like, I'm not really allowed to have guy friends. Because he texts me at, like, 11:20 at night. And it wasn't inappropriate. We're in a group together in class, so we kind of have to coordinate together for clinicals and stuff. But I was like, yeah, I had to kind of tell him, like, I'm married. This is inappropriate. Like, I don't care what we're talking about. Please don't contact my phone after, like, 9:30.
Yeah.
But in real life, I don't have a problem with you contacting my phone after 9:30. But Steve is like, you can have guy friends. Like, I have female friends. I was like, will you shut up? Like, I didn't ask you that.
Like, I used to be blaming. So
I blame him for everything.
Every time she don't want to do something, y'all. And she blames Steve. I do. Steve.
If I tell him it's him, he blames like, me. So it was. In my brain, he said, I can't come to your house. I can't come to your birthday party. I can't. So even if it's in my head, he said it. So shit.
Like, he wouldn't like this.
Like, I don't think he would. Like, I feel like I'm going to get there and drink a lot and twerk a little extra. And then he going to have to come pick me up. He ain't going to like it.
Can you dance with your guy friends? Because we can dance. Me and you can dance together at the club. And it's just like us, whatever. But if I was a guy, that would be wrong. Would it? I don't know. Because what the fuck? Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
So where I'm at right now is I don't think me and him has ever truly had that conversation. Okay, but I don't want to dance with guys. Like, when I go out,
you all married,
I want to go dance with my girlfriend.
I should have brought a thotty friend.
Okay.
Darn.
So back in my thotty days.
Prior to Steve.
Okay. So prior to Steve, I was in a club with or without a boyfriend, dancing with whoever I wanted to because I was not buying nothing.
Right. Guy friends.
Yes, though. I would dance with my guy friends.
But then they pee-pee get hard and you be like, ew, you're crossing the friendship line.
Well, ew, but
keep your pee-pee off of me.
I'm still not buying my drinks.
I ever call your penis a pee-pee,
I don't like you.
You're my friend. You're my friend.
Like, hey, zip your zipper. Your pee-pee's out.
Your pee-pee's out. You know I'm a mom. Your pee-pee's showing.
Oh, my God.
Like, if I ever call your penis a pee-pee, I don't want it. I have a friend that I have sex with, but he's my friend, but we have sex together. But
I mean, is it good sex?
Yeah. I have a sex with him.
Well, it's okay.
But we don't even be like, see, I don't even know if we friends. I gotta figure that shit out. Because we don't do shit together.
Huh. He
hang
might not
out
be
with
friend.
Me, nigga. Anybody play Uno or nothing.
Oh, he ain't your friend. He's just your sex buddy.
Oh, no.
It's okay, though.
I'm sad now. I thought we were friends.
Don't you got stuff in your drawer? You ain't even gotta use him.
Yeah, shout out to Sex, Love, Pleasure. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
It's on Sex, hold. Love, Pleasure, LLC. Get
it's still open, but it's on hold.
Get you some friends. Get you some electronic friends.
That will not give you nothing. Men. Y'all need to be careful out there. People just doing stuff, girl. I be like, I think I'm old and married. I be like, ugh, wasn't you dating Joe yesterday? And today is Marcus? Like, hey, he was your brother last week.
Ooh, now that's a whole nother story.
Girl.
How you, I don't, that's another story for another day.
If like, this is my brother.
We, nah, fucking I'm not calling you my brother if your pee-pee's been near my.
Near.
My pee-pee.
Like, near your pee-pee?
Yeah, I don't know what to call a girl one. I don't have a daughter. We just say vagina at my house.
Yeah.
We say vagina. My mom hates that, but it's called vagina.
The yeah. Fuck? I'm teaching if your my children it's a
pee
penis.
Has been balls. Near my V, you're not my friend or my brother. No, you can be my friend, though. I could be your friend if I fucked you. If it wasn't good. No, I'm not going to say that because that's going to ruin some friendships up there. But,
I know. They're going to be like, oh, she'll be my friend because I was whack. Yep.
Yep. No, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Yeah, it's not true, you guys.
It's not true. I'm making that up.
Her opinion. I have, because I have a friend that I have sex with.
So, do you consider me your friend?
Yes, you're my friend.
Really?
Yes.
Mm, just a friend.
Yeah, no, we're cousins.
Oh, okay.
Our kids is cousins. I'm your baby godmom. And so we are friends. We are friends, best friends, cousins, etc. You know, a good friend? A good friend gives you a very expensive vibrator that you charge by USB. That's a motherfucking friend.
I have one of those.
USB charging vibrator, man. Like, who needs another friend? Like, hey, another friend in the world for me. It got like 18 different speeds, y'all. Y'all need to hop. Shout out to Sex Love Pleasure LLC. Once again, get you one, okay? Get you a friend like me. Like, that's a commercial.
I'm gonna have to put you on the commercial.
Get you a friend like me. Like, that's a fucking rant. But these guy friends, like, I don't know. I have guy friends. I have a friend. He's in jail. But he's my friend. Well, and we just decided we're best friends.
Jail friends is a whole nother category.
He's like a pen pal.
Like, so I got this really, really good friend who went to jail many, many years ago. And we did date. But I can truly say from the bottom of my heart, I've never had sex with this man. Like, ever. And we were really good friends. But then, you know, shit happens. He goes to prison. Not even jail. He's in prison. And, you know, phone conversations, talking to each other, writing each other. He gets inappropriate and disrespectful to my marriage. Yeah. And so because of that, it's like, look, dude, like, I'm not tolerating that. God ain't gonna like it. So we can't do that.
Me and Jill, you want to end up like Yvette? Own baby boy.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Get paroled
to my house. I think that's what Steve was worried about in real life because.
That's even really legal in real life.
I don't know.
She got to, like, sign off on that or something? I don't know.
He's never told me, like, no, you can't be this person's friend. But. Based off of conversations, he's like, that makes me uncomfortable because every time you talk to him, he's very inappropriate. Yeah. He's this, he's that, he's, and I'm like, I mean, it ain't like he coming home. Like, and I don't even mean that in a rude way, but he ain't coming home. So why, like, can't I just be a pen pal? Like, we've been friends for so long.
But that's like, I don't know, you could be a pen pal, but you ain't gotta be like, y'all having, it's not even phone sex. I mean, it can be phone sex.
I mean, I don't know.
What do you call phone sex when it's like written down? old-fashioned both.
I don't know. But I'm not interested in that shit anyway. Like, it's hard enough being with your husband. I'd be like, man, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired.
Write it down.
Like, go give me some ice water first. I need to wake up.
That's why you gotta be friends first before you get married. My friend, he's in jail. He's my friend. We just decided that we're best friends. Like, I was like, you like my best friend. Like, he know all the business. Anything, any gossip, he know it.
I'm low-key kind of scared for him to get out.
Right.
Because when we, like, when I first started dating Steve, I used to be like, look, this motherfucker.
He got all the business.
He gonna come and got his shit written down. Now. Right. Like, he gonna come home like, bitch, I got you. And I'm like, well, technically, that's dated before we were married, so it doesn't count.
But he's my best friend. And he's a guy friend, and he give me like the insight to the guy's mind. Like, yeah. I would tell him like, this dude asked me on a date and blah blah blah, and he'll be like, he always say they always nice in the beginning.
I'm telling like, you. Right, I tell Steve how much he tricked me. I'm like, you were like the greatest friend in the world. You were there
that's
for
how
they
me. Get you, huh?
You were around anything I needed. Like, I'll wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and not even just on no sexual stuff. I'll call like, hey, I just want to be at home. Can you come get me?
He will wake up.
Girl, he tricked me. He'll get up at 4 a.m, wake up his child, get in the car, drive across the fucking country to come pick me up because y'all was like a bad person. Like, my license was suspended and car was impounded. You know, stuff like that.
That's real life. That's our
real life. Shit happens. But he would drive across town to come get me, and it'd be like, oh, I just want to go to sleep. And I'm like, you're going to let me sleep?
Like, really? Like, I just knew I was going to have to
shave anyway. Like, I was ready. But
we're just friends, but I shaved.
He
just
was
in
like
case.
Perfect, like perfect, perfect. And then rewind,
girl, then and then again, get pregnant, and again, and again, and again, and again. She got 15 kids, y'all.
I only got 6. Okay,
6, 15, same thing to me. It's like,
I know I'm about to start like auctioning them off. Like, anybody need a baby this Friday? You have to return him on Sunday because he has school Monday. But I would like to sleep in and not make oatmeal in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not that good of a friend. Don't come to my house.
Yeah, that's why you don't have to be my friend. Honestly, that's why I tricked you into being a godmom. You don't have a choice.
How can you? Anyway, I'm not going to talk about breaking up with the children.
You can't do that. You can't. I don't allow it. Not my babies.
That's a friend because ain't nobody. I'm not doing that for nobody else. I got whole cousins with several children. I'd be like, I'm not gonna do that. Friends, I have my best friend, she is my son's godmother, and I'm her son's godmother, so I'm not gonna have two god children. And my best friend, she's like my sister / play cousin. Our kids is my son asked if her nieces and nephews was they cousin. That's my cousin. I want to go to my cousin. So that means we already passed. So we're past best friend also. So I guess I can stop calling her best friend too.
Mm-hmm, that's your family.
Yeah. So we became friends. She started off as a work friend, became a social media friend, and a regular friend. You can go to the club with. You got to have friends that you can go to the club with.
Man, I miss going to the
then
club.
Your friend. You got to have the friends. You got friends for different things.
Yeah.
Different friends for different situations.
For different genres of life.
Yeah.
I'm collecting friends
mom
right now,
friends.
Though.
Got mom friends. So you just mom stuff with.
I don't like hanging out with my mom friends because I feel like I got to be so fake. What? It'd be like at home, it's like, sit your ass down. But then when you're with your mom friends, it's like, okay now, Justin, this is your last warning.
You got mom, you got to listen to Baby Shark and shit.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I got Baby Shark on Tidal, on repeat.
No.
That's all we listen to. See? Oh, Little Einsteins.
No, I don't
You
want
know the hip hop version.
No, I don't know that because that's lame and I'm not your mom friend. So
I know we're like the parents. We're like the friends like, can you get a babysitter?
See, and you got to have that friend. You got to have
Let's
your
go
friend.
Get food without the kids.
They can go to the club. You got your friend. They can go to the restaurant. You got your
But
friend.
I do all of them with you.
Yeah, well, that's why we're not friends anymore. And that's why I got to promote it.
I am collecting new friends, though, because...
holding interviews.
Come May. I don't even need an interview, honestly. Come May, this person's coming out. Come the end of June, I'm going to the club. I got about 10 people so far.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun.
You got your friends that you can go out to eat with. He'd be like, I'm hungry. You hungry? Like, I'm broke.
Okay.
Did I ask you that?
Let's go eat.
Okay. Well, I'll be there.
Let's eat because I'm starving.
And once you check off all the boxes of all those things, then that's when you have a best friend. And well, in my book, if you could be the mom friend, the club friend, the all that.
The cuss you out friend.
I don't ignore you for
a few months because you done pissed me off.
What about I don't know if you can turn you know how you say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife?
You can.
Well, yeah.
I know a hoe. She's a wife.
Can you turn a hoe into a friend? I don't know.
So when you turn a hoe into a friend and you marry your husband, like,
see?
That bitch a hoe.
Right.
Like, what is you doing hanging out with her? Like,
see?
They say birds of a feather flock. I'm like, right? Just because she's sucking dick don't mean I am.
But is that what that means? Because you got to have a whole friend to do whole shit with.
Yeah, I know, but you can't do whole shit no more.
Who? I'm not married.
I mean, me. So I don't
And
have...
that's why you not... That's the one box that we can't check off no more.
I mean, I can go out with you and your whole friend.
I invited her to a speed dating thing, and she couldn't go with me because she married. I'm like, you ain't got to... Okay, you could just.
I mean,
not
I could have went
date.
If somebody bought me some food.
You got to have the cock block friend that you got to... Oh, you got to have a friend that you could text when
I'm
you're
a great wingman.
Day.
Like, I am a great wingman.
You gotta have a friend that you could text when you go on a bad date.
I think I'm good at that. I'd be like, so if you're not liking him, just text anything, call, hang up, and I'm going to call back and be like, you need to come get your child because I'm sick of this shit. He done broke my damn china dishes. Baby. Put me on speaker so everybody can hear this shit. I'm not keeping your bad kids no more.
I have a friend. We used to do that all the time. She used to be, well, we used to be in the club. Then she randomly grabbed me and then, that, like, I know at first I didn't know, but apparently she was telling people I was her girlfriend and I was jealous. Oh, yeah. But you gotta tell me though. I didn't know. I'm over here trying to holler at this dude, and next thing I know, I got a girlfriend. Like, what makes you let me know I'm your girlfriend? Like,
me and 45 minutes do that all the time. We'd be in a club, and I'd be like,
I could be your girlfriend, I could be your wife, but you gotta let me know. Like,
I just pop my neck over, like, she'd be like, thank God you were here.
Me and Yura have a code that we do when we at the club. We don't want to dance with a guy no more. We got to reach our hand out. That means we got to, like, snatch
him. Oh, yeah, you just pull him away.
Snatch him away. Bro, girl, that's the universal code. Everybody do that. But we went to Toronto. Them niggas was not having it.
Where was I at?
I don't know. Probably pregnant.
Gotta stop having kids, y'all.
That's our code. Like, I had, you got to have the blocking friend when you don't, when you want to go to a dude house, but you don't want to fuck him. You gotta be like, I need you to be annoying and like.
See, I can do all
this,
that.
Make this not happen. I don't want to fuck him, but I want to go out. You gotta have all those friends.
You know, my favorite friend was growing up. Now I'm thinking about it. Was California. We were known as the girls who would smoke all your smoke, drink all your liquor, eat your food, then go home.
Thank you. Bye.
We going to fuck home. Like, no, it's time to go.
I have a friend like that, and my friend from college, Rachel. She used to be the freakiest virgin. She used to be doing the most. Let you get. Dicks used to be out, and she'd be like, all right, time to go.
Oh, I love her. Should have been fun.
I'm like, girl, you're going to get killed one day. Stop doing that. It's funny, but it's not funny.
It is. They shouldn't get out.
Dicks used to be out.
I'd be like, oh, look at the time. My mother said I have to be home. I'm 23, but I have to be home by 10.
She was a whole virgin out here with niggas. Dicks used to be out in their hand, and then she cut. Time to go.
I like her.
She used to be. We had her go to these dudes and act. Oh, well, I think we were like playing Truth or Dare or something lame. Mm-hmm. And then she had to go ask these dudes let me see your dick. And she just walked up to him and was like, let me see your dick.
Oh my God.
That's Rachel.
That's fun.
That's Rachel.
Rachel was a hoot.
I got a whole virgin. Like, what? Like this is the freakiest virgin you ever met.
Rachel sounds fun.
She used to narrate porn. We used to watch porn on mute. And she used to narrate it. It was weird.
Where did you go to college? It's
funny. Le Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're having a reunion. Turn up. It's been 10 years since I graduated college. It's crazy. And my college friends, that's a whole nother category. I don't ever see them niggas. But I fucks with them.
See, you have way more friends than me. I got five friends, I said.
You ever see people on Facebook and they post like, I don't got no friends. And then somebody be like, what am I supposed to be? Like, what are you? I'm about to post that. Because what are you? I don't fucking know. Can I come to your house? I'm hungry. Can
I
come over?
If I can't call you and ask you to cook me a four-course meal.
A four? Nigga. You better take this sandwich.
So I called my sister and I asked her for the following. I want some macaroni and cheese, some yams, some potato salad, some spiral ham.
She's making it, right?
Sunday. Yes, and some greens. Sunday, right? She's supposed to make it Sunday, but I'm having a surprise party for my daughter. So she's going to do it on Monday and then Sunday.
No, I'm just saying. Come
she ain't going to listen to this. She ain't allowed to.
Okay, good.
This is inappropriate. You done said dicks and all this shit.
She need to know about dicks. I'm that auntie.
So I tell my kids about sex, dicks, vaginas, all that, but I don't use the word dick. I use penis. And I let her know how nasty boys are. I say boys. I let her know how nasty boys are, and then I show her pictures of diseases. Yeah, following behind wasn't going to happen. So yeah. I'm a realist, but I also want you to know these bumps going to grow down there, and they're going to hurt, and they're going to itch, and this going to happen, and this going to happen, and you're going to die.
Oh, my God.
My favorite line is, mean girls, don't have sex because you will get pregnant. And die. And I tell my kids that all the time.
And I ain't raised no babies.
Like, no. I'm like, I'm still having babies of my own. I'm not taking care of yours.
I'm the auntie. That's why I'm the auntie that's going to show up with my wine and be like, girl, let me tell you about these niggas, okay? Because dick is great.
In about 15 years, you can come over then.
Dick is great. No, but dick is horrible. Dick is great. But niggas is horrible.
She don't need to know nothing about that. Not until she's like graduated college.
No,
and
you gotta
career,
know. I'm telling her.
Married.
I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna sneak and tell her. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna be like,
you can't come over anymore.
How are you today, girl? I'm gonna give her a bottle of wine for her birthday.
You can't come over anymore.
She's 13?
She will be 13 on Monday.
All right. I'm like, girl. You a she woman is, now.
She growing up way too fast.
You're a woman now. It's time for you
I don't
to
like it.
Oh, you don't want her fucking nasty ass thotty friends to tell her?
Oh, I don't. So.
See?
Friends. I hate fucking friends, man. I go through my
you
kids'
told
phones.
Me when we were in gym class that I needed to shave.
I did?
We had to swim. We had to
I was
swim.
A good friend, right?
You're like, oh my God, ew. And I was like, what
was
the
I
fuck,
private
bro?
With it or damn?
No, we were in the showers. You know, we didn't take like showers. We had our swimsuits on.
But real life, I used to sneak and shave. Like, I wasn't even allowed to.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to.
I used to sneak. I used to steal my big sister razor. I used to cut the fuck out of my leg, girl.
Exactly.
I used to do it, though.
I gotta be the auntie. I gotta tell her about Nair.
Yeah.
Feet.
See, she.
Waxing.
So she's allowed to shave. The only thing she will shave is her armpits, and her legs are, like, extremely hairy. And I don't want her to have a complex, so I'm not saying, whoa, girl, shaving fucking legs where I want to say that.
Well, she needs a ratchet-ass friend that's going
to
be like...
No, so my kids do not go to ratchet school districts. They're not going to get that.
You don't know? You don't know.
I go through her text messages. I recently found her tell one of her friends. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm waiting to find something bad before I tell her I go through her phones. Because what if she starts deleting shit? But it said, right. Girl, you better get him for somebody else, dude, just so you can say he yours. And
also,
I'm like,
she's the friend.
I'm like, so that's not, I haven't caught her
that's
doing
not even
anything.
Bad, though.
I know, but what you mean get him? Because I'm always asking you who you like and who is he and what boys is cute, and you always talk about nobody, but you telling her to get him. So who you trying to get?
Well, she's not trying. Well, she might be the friend that hooked people up.
I hope so, because she's not allowed to have
you
a boyfriend until she's 21.
That doesn't mean nothing about a fucking boyfriend. I only had one boyfriend. And I was 18, well, but I've done. A whole
she's not allowed
of
to have sex until she gets married. Okay,
you cannot. That's a whole nother episode. We'll be talking about that in a couple episodes.
No friends, no
friends. Friends. You just can't have no friends.
Yeah, no friends. Just stay home. Like,
I didn't even have no friends like come over and stuff until I started hanging out with y'all. And my mom used to be like, "Where the fuck did you just pop
where
up
these
with
people
friends?
Come from? Like,
you just how you
got
pop
people
up with
in
friends?
My house?
You a senior in high school and now you want friends?" I just need you to know it's about to go down. No, I'm just saying.
That's tricky, too. So my daughter, I wasn't blessed enough to birth her, but I'm blessed enough to be her mother. And so I got a billion nieces and nephews. And when I say a billion, it's a billion of them. And her dad is like, the boys ain't really your cousin.
Right.
You ain't going over there.
And
I'm like, she can go over there. You just be more vigilant about what's going on.
You got to say that.
If it was up to him, she would be in the house. With a freaking chastity belt on.
Put it on her.
I'm like, let
put
her.
Put it on her.
I had to just have a conversation with her the other day. I'm like, look, you're about to be 13.
You're a
if
woman
you
want
to, no, you're not a woman.
You're blossoming.
You're a young girl. But I would like it if every once in a while, not often, because I like my kids in the house where I can see them. But every once in a while, you can come home and be like, hey, can I go and do such and such with my friend? Because she sits in the house with me and her little brothers.
Well, you saw like my
mama all day.
And
it's like,
no.
Girl, you ain't sick of them? Because I'm sick of these kids. Like, no. Go live your life a little. Just like once a month. No more than that. I can't deal.
Well, no. Because you don't just tell her to go have fun. That's weird.
I mean, I just want her to like do stuff sometimes. Like go to the movies with your friends instead of me and your brother.
No, because you got to watch them because
I'm
friends.
Uncomfortable watching movies with my kids. Like, they got them in sex scenes, and I'd be like, pause that. Turn the shit off. Close your eyes.
One time, me and my daddy was watching a regular movie, Friday. I don't know. What's our favorite movie? And we had fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was a fucking porn. It wasn't no porn, but it was something. Yeah, it was a sex
porn.
Scene from some cable channel. And it was straight up fucking.
I'm like, oh my God.
And I woke up, and my daddy had fell asleep, and I had fell asleep. And then I woke up, and I just, like, stayed still. I was frozen.
Yeah, it's like
I didn't want to, like, act. I didn't want
to act uncomfortable.
I didn't want to be awake.
Like,
and then I, like slowly moved over, and he was awake, and I was like, oh, shit, he's awake. I'm what we do. It's freaking weird.
It's very weird. Like, it don't even be nothing serious. It be, like, people kissing and dry humping. And my eyes, like, I don't want her to see me looking.
My
eyes pop over and look at her. My son be like, mommy, I want to watch that with you. I'm like, so we were recently watching Rent.
Oh,
I don't want to get into that. Let's talk about Friends. I love musicals, and I love Rent. friends.
My son asked me,
"How many of us?
Mommy, that's a boy, right?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." Lord. Well, why does he have on a dress?
Oh, that's
so
a whole
we can discuss
episode.
That on another episode. Oh, yeah. Because I've been there, done that. And I'm
that's
like,
a whole another episode.
I'm like, Gavin, friends are friends are friends. What do you want to do for your birthday?
Friends are friends are friends. Do you got kids' friends? You got to have them over and shit.
Oh my God, I fucking hate it. Like, so.
My son says everybody's kids is bad. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to go where they're bad.
I don't like, I love everybody's kids when their parents are there.
I don't.
When their
like
parents
better
are
when
there.
Their parents is not, because I'm like, your motherfucker.
I'm going to say that with her. If you're my real friend, I'm going to tell your kid what to do with you sitting
there. Oh my God, I threaten her kids every time I see them.
And I appreciate it.
I even threaten them when I'm not there. I video chatted threatened her child the other day.
And I really appreciate
your goddamn
it.
Room up.
Sometimes it takes other people to do it. It
takes the village.
It really does. This shit is hard.
That's how the kids are another episode. Mm-hmm. Friends. But like if your kid got friends, are you friends with their parents?
Some of them. Like I'm in a group chat with my older daughter's
so suburban.
Friends. I know. Mind your business. Yeah, I'm in a group chat with them. And so we pretty much chat about when the kids are birthday parties and doing stuff like that. I wouldn't consider any of them my friends. Those are my kids' friends, as parents who I need to talk to know where my kid is going or what she's doing. And then I have like my younger kids. All of his friends in real life are like my friends' kids.
Right.
And I love all
friends
of my
friends.
We are friends. Yeah. Like I love all of my kids' friends, but I don't love to keep them without their parents being there.
Oh no, I'm the opposite. I'd rather have your kid than you.
I don't like it.
When my cousin's kids come over or my siblings' kids come over, I'd be like, y'all can leave. You go ahead and leave. They act worse. You act worse when your mama is there.
I do agree, but I don't want the responsibility of I do notice that I'm more of a free-range parent. And so my kids are a little bit wild. I'm not going to pretend.
So suburban.
So then other people's kids come over and they're like, ooh, they're a little wild. I can be wild. No, you're not about to come jump on my couch. You don't jump on your couch at home. Like, I'm trying to make them stop. I realize the error in my ways. And so I'd rather your mother be there. So when your mother leaves, you leave. I don't like sleepovers. Like, I hate them.
Oh, no.
I tried it.
Kids
and I'm
love
over
me.
It.
I don't know why.
My kids can go to your house.
Kids love me. I don't know why.
It's get like a few people my down. Kids can go see. They can go to your house.
Get your motherfucking ass down.
This is my issue with
Here's
friends.
Here's a smack. Put the fuck down.
My friend circle is so small that I want to go out and hang out with my friends. Maybe double date. Who the fuck's supposed to watch my kids if I'm going out with my friends? Like, I only trust certain people
and
with my kids.
That's why you have certain friends for certain situations.
Yeah, so it'd be like, well, you didn't invite me out. Well, I needed you to babysit. Sorry, you can't
come
this time. Like, it's you or her. We can't all go. Who's going to watch the kids?
My baby's at school. He had made a friend with another boy. They had the same name. Their both name was Kendrick, so they were both friends. And so he started telling people that everybody that they were brothers and stuff and cousins. That's his favorite thing. And so I tried to like be friends with the mom, not be friends with her, but like, mm-hmm. Here's my number. My baby loves your fucking kid. Let's hang out. And this bitch never called. My baby is so fucking sad. He still talking about that boy. That was last year.
The kid
went to a different school, and he like my best friend. My best friend Kendrick, he's at a new school. I'm very sad about it. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that bitch.
Gavin had friends from other school years, and it's like, their mother never texts me back.
Yeah, she never called me, and I feel so bad. Like, I tried to be a fucking friend. I don't know how to make friends. How do you make friends?
I don't know, because people are so fucking fake. Like,
I don't know how to make friends. That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's really what I'm trying to figure out, how to make friends.
So I think the best way of making friends would be like more so in a work atmosphere. And it's you really shouldn't mesh.
You gotta work with you.
That's what I'm saying. You really shouldn't mesh that. I don't think. My personal opinion is I don't want to mesh that, but that's the best way, because you see them, so you know them, you talk to them. Like, my work friends be at work telling me their whole life story.
Yeah, my work friends.
I'm like, I know about who you dated, when you dated them, why you dated them, who you doing now, what you did last week. I know what you just did before you got. I know when you calling off work before you even call off work.
Right. I text my work friends like, girl, I ain't coming today.
I'd be like, is it busy tonight? Oh, it is.
Oh,
I ain't coming in.
Girl, be prepared. I'm calling up.
No, I get to work like... Is it busy? No. I'm going to go home early tonight, y'all. I ain't feeling good. It's slow. Y'all don't need me. Bye.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I got my best friend. She started off as my work friend and became my best. We started hanging out. And like, I have some current work friends that are like, that listen now. Hey, shout out, y'all. Hey, y'all. They listen now. are we going to be outside friends? I don't know. Because I don't like, know. That's how do I be? I don't even know what to say. Like, hey, you want
to
hang out
Invite
tomorrow?
Him to the bar. The bar, you can never go wrong.
I have a work, a coworker that invited another coworker to the bar, and that other coworker got drunk as fuck and started acting weird, and now they don't talk.
I mean, because that's ignorant now. If it's a new, it's a new friendship, you act like you got some sense.
And that's another thing.
Yeah.
Work friends that get too personal too fast. Oh my gosh. So I told people. I told my work friend that I was going to talk about her birthday. She's my work friend, and I worked at a school, and she was a student worker. Mm-hmm. And we were not supposed to like hang out, but we did. It was her birthday, and she said, I have a bucket list for my birthday. I think she was turning like 23. I don't know, 24 something.
Ooh,
something
young.
She was young. Baby. This was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
And so her birthday was the other day. Shout out to Jelly. And so she was like, I've never been to a strip club.
Really?
I love the strip club.
They got good food.
Girl, we took her to Deja Vu though. Good one. And so they had amateur night? No. We took her to the strip club and then we wanted to get her a shout out and stuff. Me and my other work coworker, we like, all right, let's meet up at the strip club. We all met up there. She came in that bitch drunk as hell.
I don't like that.
Little white girl. It was her birthday. Turn up, you know? So I'm like, and you know you can't drink in there, so you had to get drunk.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one in the city.
Oh, no, the bourbon one. So we in there.
Were you drinking a fruit bowl? Fruit punch and Red Bull?
Yeah, I literally was. Cause,
like, would you like a fruit bowl?
Charging like whiskey. $6 for some juice. I had a vitamin water, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the heck? So she came in there drunk. So we collectively, you know, was getting her lap dances. She'd never been to a strip club. So we got her lap dances. We, you know, got them shout out. And so for your birthday at Deja Vu, if you pay like $40 or something like that, you get like this little coupon book to come back and you get to get
a
on
coupon
stage.
Coupon book for a strip club.
Yeah, because you get to, like, get in free or something like that. And you get to get on stage.
So what you do? Here, stripper, take my coupon. No. Half off my dance.
It's a suburban white strip club. So they don't have chicken or liquor. They have coupons.
They don't have food there?
No. They don't have anything. They have chips.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Like pretzels and stuff.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And then, so we paid. We and my other coworker, like, got some money together. Got her, like, two lap dances and the coupon book.
Friend.
And we got her a shout-out thing. The DJ shouted her out, and he put her on the stage.
To do what?
And you get to get on the stage, and you get to get a picture with all the strippers. And you know Deja Vu fully nude. So she on the stage with all the strippers and taking the picture. And then I went to go get some more Red Bull.
Fruit Bowl.
Turn around. This bitch naked.
What
she
the fuck?
Got fully naked.
Wow.
It's your birthday. You're not supposed to be naked. You're supposed to...
Did she
at least get some tips? Her little bucket list got crossed the fuck off. Okay. She was up there dancing.
Oh my God.
Having a good old time. She was having a great time.
Well,
I was like,
at least
girl,
she enjoyed herself.
I guess we friends now. I done saw your naked body.
Spitting on the pole is kind of fun.
She my coworker.
I mean,
we wasn't supposed to be hanging
that's
out.
That's extra.
So we just jumped all over all the levels of friendship. Like, okay, I saw your vagina. We're friends.
Like there's no way out of this now.
We're
like,
friends.
We're a little too personal.
She got off the stage like, Dukes, did you see me? I'm like, yes, bitch. Like,
I saw all of
I saw everything, girl.
That little booty tattoo.
Like, I saw all your parts. Like, we crossed all the lines.
See, you and your coworkers have fun. I mean, I have fun with my coworkers. We do things like me and my coworker friends. We go to like,
Did you go to Beyonce with your coworker?
Oh, yes, I did.
That's levels. Like,
okay. So she's fucking cool as fucking us Beyonce. So, you know, love of my life. Anyway.
Every goddamn co-star I have, co-host, they love Beyonce. Am I the only? I like her. Shit.
Something is wrong with you're not mentally
stable. I like her.
Stable.
I like, okay, all right. You know what? Figure that out too.
Beyonce. It's the greatest
well,
thing
you,
on yeah, earth.
You take your coworkers to Beyonce. I take mine to the strip club.
I mean, we did like the escape room.
Oh, that was see, fun. I'm going to do that. You left me out of that.
No, it mm-hmm. was supposed to be like Andre was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And just like I took you to see Escape.
Okay, because Steve couldn't go. But shout out to that guy. But anyway, yes, I figured out a lot today. I figured out a lot of stuff about friendship. There's lots more to unpack about friendship.
I still don't know about friendship.
I figured out I have got promoted from best friend to cousin and godmom. So that's great. I don't know how to make friends still. So if you guys would be my friend, follow the Figuring It Out The podcast Instagram is figuring_it_out_thepodcast on Instagram. Follow me separately at Ms. Pastry Dukes, MZPASTRY Dukes. Follow me on Snapchat. I don't be on Instagram like that, but I'll be on there for the podcast page. But follow me on Snapchat and like listen to my stories and like meet my friends, and you might see Amber.
Crazy
you might
ass see stories. Star.
You might see Star. Shout out to Star. Shout out to Amber. Shout out to Jelly in California and all my friends and all the people who want my friend, like be my friend, okay? Listen
she
to my
needs
show.
Friends.
I don't need it. I do.
Friends that want to buy us shots.
Yeah, if you want to buy us food, fuck that. You can't even drink. Anyway,
I will soon.
Follow the Instagram. Listen, like, share, tell a friend, be my friend. Thank y'all for listening. This is Figuring It Out, the podcast.